The fathers of the 13th Ordinary Assembly of the Synod of Bishops are into the final days of their work. For nearly 3 weeks, they have been gathering first in general congregation and then in small groups to discuss ways to meet the challenges of preaching the gospel effectively in places that, while historically steeped in and formed by the gospel, have begun to undergo secularization. One of the experts invited to advise the bishops is Brother Alois, the head of the Taizé Ecumenical Monastic Community in France. He told Vatican Radio that pastors who would be successful in the new evangelization need to understand more deeply the cultural outlook and concerns of young people.
Yes, I'm very glad to participate in this synod, and because it's an experience of communion, of universal communion of the Church. I participated 4 years ago in the Synod on the Word of God, and I found it's now much more existential, much more pastoral, much more urgent also to find ways of evangelization.
Is that because the challenges today are increasing even with regard to 4 years ago?
I don't know if in these 4 years things have changed very much, but perhaps concerning the culture of young people, that becomes a very different culture from the generations of their elders now, and we have to make a greater effort to join this culture, to understand them.
Taizé seems to do that in a particularly effective way. What is the secret, do you think, of the work that you're doing there? Why do you manage to touch young people in a way that so many other places in the church are unable to do?
Surely we don't have a special secret. We just want to live the gospel in as a community and share this life with the young people. I found very significant the word of Archbishop Rowan Williams, who spoke to the synod, and he said, concerning the young people, young people are not don't want to be entertained, but want to be nourished. And I think there is something very important, yes, to welcome them, knowing that they have hunger for something, they are thirsting for something. And in Taizé, since they stay for 1 week, it's like, first of all, an empty space. They leave behind pressure from daily life, and they find a life of a moment of freedom, and then the ears open to listen to a message. I also think an experience of communion is necessary. Young people, perhaps they would not say immediately speak about communion, but they would speak about friendship, sustaining each other, sharing, simple life, listening to each other, and all these are like new words of gospel values, and this we have to allow, and then too, if they make an experience of communion like this, the heart opens because they wonder why, where does it come from, and there is an understanding of Christ.
You have young people coming, don't you, from literally all over the world now. What is it that attracts people before they have this experience that you're talking about of communion? What is it that first attracts people to Taizé? How do they find out about you?
Well, it's very often just friends. And young people bring young people, you see. And I think that's also one thing that we can stress more in this process of evangelization, that young people talk to young people. If they are touched by something, they would bring other young people. And of course, it's necessary that at home, when they come home from Taizé to their church at home, they are welcomed by somebody who listens to them, who takes time to listen to them, which we also try to do in Taizé. Each evening, we remain in the church to speak personally with those who want to speak personally with somebody. And I think it's a curiosity first that brings them. And perhaps it's something that we can read also in the gospel. Many people were curious. What's happening there? Who is Jesus? And this curiosity we have to awaken.
How do you think that message can be shared by so many of these bishops who lead also very busy lives, a lot of pressure? How can they perhaps make the gospel message more interesting, more relevant to young people's lives today?
But I'm really touched here at the Synod because I see that all the bishops present here want to do that. And really they are looking for ways to do that. Of course, it's not so easy when you have to care about a big institution, yeah? And keep the institution alive and keep, and then looking for ways to be close to the people. Being close to the people. One bishop said, we bishops have to be the first evangelizers. And I feel that many want to do it and many are looking for ways to do it now.
You mentioned the intervention of the Archbishop of Canterbury, and of course ecumenical relations is at the heart of the Taizé community, isn't it? A closer witness of Christian unity.
Yes, our divisions among Christians are one of the reasons why Christianity has faded among, disappeared among young people, and we create a confusion on Christianity. And especially now for young people who don't know anything more, many young people who do not know anything about tradition and history, they don't understand these divisions. They speak about God of love and Christ, and they are divided. So it's like an enormous obstacle. And I was very glad this morning one cardinal spoke about that too.
It's one of the most important priorities, would you say, for new evangelization, is finding ways of overcoming these divisions of the past?
Yes, because we see that young people do it. For young people, this becomes irresistible to come together. We have young people from Ukraine, for example, many who come to Taizé, and they come from the Orthodox Church and Catholic, Roman Catholic Church, but also Greek Catholic Church. And I just was in Kiev. And they told me, but in Taizé we meet. We should meet also more often at home in our country. And they start to do it.
The need for safe spaces where they can be freed from these historical constraints.
Yes, but also remaining in communion with their church. Coming together will help the young people also to discover their own roots better and to purify our own traditions. And then we can be united much more than we think.